I'm talking with Stephanie Gooden. She's an account liaison with Heartland Home Health Care and Hospice. We're going to be talking about a special program that Heartland offers and its benefits. Thanks for being on the show here today with us, Stephanie. It's nice to have you back again.
Thanks. I enjoy being here.
Stephanie, I understand that this particular topic is extremely important to you personally. Can you tell me why?
Heart disease runs in my family. I have lost two grandfathers to heart disease. One was in his early 40s, the other in his early 50s. I have lost an uncle who was 55 to a heart attack. And then my mom in 1996 suffered her first heart attack. And thankfully, due to the great care she got at St. Joe's in Ann Arbor, she's doing great, especially with the follow-up care she's receiving through Michigan Heart. So she's doing great.
I'm glad to hear that.
Thanks.
And I understand that Heartland has a program specifically designed to help someone manage their heart disease. Could you tell us a little more about it?
We do. Heart disease is a leading cause of death in the United States and is a major cause also of disability. Every 25 seconds, an American will have a coronary event, and about one person every minute will die from a coronary event. The American Heart Association reports that heart disease affects 5.2 million Americans. And with the grain of America, the prevalence of heart disease is projected to rise over the next four decades.
Can you tell us a little bit about how Heartland's program works?
At Heartland Home Care, our cardiac program is designed to help people manage their disease at home. This includes symptom management as well as education on heart disease and how to adjust their lifestyle to maintain their independence. Our staff has been through extensive training in regards to cardiac disease management. When someone is admitted to our service with a cardiac diagnosis, we classify that patient based on the New York Heart Association functional classification chart. There are four classes, class one being the least severe and four being more severe and sometimes end stage. People who are classified as stage one or two are generally in our standard risk program, and people who are classified as three or four are usually part of our high risk program. And depending on which program a patient falls in, that determines the guidelines that we use to determine frequency of nursing and therapy visits, as well as the duration of the home care episode. A patient who's in our high-risk program may get more nursing visits initially than somebody who's in our standard risk program.
And Stephanie, what are the goals of the program?
The goals of our heart disease program is to give patients the tools they need to manage their heart disease and symptoms at home. In short, to keep patients out of the hospital and the ER. Heart disease accounts for more hospitalizations among individuals 65 and over than any other condition. And there has been a tremendous impact on healthcare costs, and it appears that there's really no end in sight. Our goal is to educate the patient and their families about early signs and symptoms and what to do about them so that they don't get so out of control that hospitalization is required.
So you can help them with their diet, with their medications,
exactly.
And monitoring all of that mm-hmm. on a daily basis mm-hmm. with the families.
Absolutely.
So, and with all the national focus on healthcare cost, this is clearly a big area of opportunity.
It is a very big area of opportunity. Absolutely.
Our guest is Stephanie Gooden from Heartland Home Health Care. This is Everything Elderly on 1290 WLBY. Stephanie, how can the in-home program education be used?
In order for patients to recognize early symptoms and possible triggers for their symptoms, we have a patient education booklet that we leave with the patient to keep in their home. In this booklet, there's information on a variety of things, including medication management, side effects of medication, and there's also a section on how to read food labels correctly to understand the sodium and fat content of different foods. It's really interesting. Sometimes people will look and say, well, gee, it only has, 20 milligrams of sodium, but maybe that's per serving, and there could be 12 servings, in that container. So that's some of the education that that booklet provides.
Like a bag of chips always has two servings.
Right.
Who eats a half a bag of chips?
Right, exactly.
That's why I put them in a bowl. What would be the most useful thing in regard to the patient education booklet?
I think the most useful tool in that booklet is the meal log. This is a log that our patients can track what they ate or drank for all three meals that day, as well as the snacks they had. There's a section for them to list the amount of food they ate and what fat content there was and sodium content. And then there's also a place for them to write a note that reflects if they had any symptoms shortly after eating that meal or snack or at the end of that day. Someone might notice that every morning after eating breakfast, a certain symptom might occur that can be related to what and how much they're eating. The really nice thing about the meal log is it allows our staff to see what's going on behind the scenes when we're not there. And also, this log can be taken with them to doctor appointments to show their doctor what they've been doing in terms of diet.
And obvious, with a cardiac patient, it's very important that they eat a very low salt diet. So
absolutely,
keeping track of the sodium is, yeah, really important.
Really important.
Do all home care companies have a cardiac program?
No, not all home care companies have a specific cardiac program. However, that does not mean that they don't accept patients with cardiac diagnoses. It is important to check and see if a program does have a specific cardiac program, as it speaks to the level of training and education that their staff has in regards to managing heart disease. Families and patients can go to Medicare.gov and compare general outcomes from different home care agencies, which is great. But I think that if you have a loved one who actually has a cardiac diagnosis, that when you're shopping for that home care agency, you ask that agency if they have outcomes specific to heart disease.
Stephanie, you talked about a stage 3 or a stage 4 patient and help for them. Can you explain what that exactly means?
When a patient is classified as a high-risk heart disease patient, we generally keep a closer watch on those patients, at least initially. And they're the patients that are most at risk for exacerbation of symptoms that could end up in a hospital stay or an emergency room visit. Patients who are in our high-risk program are visited or called daily for a period of time. Our nurse will visit several times a week, and on days that the nurse does not visit, he or she will call the patient to see how things are going and hopefully catch any symptoms or issues before it requires hospitalizations. And most of the physicians that we work with like it because when we're calling the patients, generally the patient calls to the physician office decreases because a lot of times we can answer the questions that they may have. And our physical therapist and occupational therapist and home health aides also have had additional training to recognize signs and symptoms and know when to call the nurse for intervention.
You're listening to Everything Elderly on 1290 WLBY. Our guest is Stephanie Gooden with Heartland Home Health Care. Stephanie, what is the difference between the standard and the high-risk patients that you mentioned?
A typical standard risk patient is identified as a class 1 or 2. A class 1 patient has heart disease but no limitation on physical activity. An ordinary physical activity does not cause fatigue, palpitations, or chest pain. Class 2 patients have heart disease resulting in a slight limitation of physical activity. They're comfortable at rest, however, ordinary physical activity results in fatigue and or some mild chest pain. Class 3 patients have a severe limitation on physical activity, but they are comfortable at rest. Less than ordinary activity causes fatigue and discomfort. And class 4 patients have heart disease resulting in an inability to carry on any physical activity without discomfort. Symptoms are present even at rest. And a lot of those that are class 4 are end-stage congestive heart failure patients that may also look at qualifying for hospice programs.
What things should someone consider when they're choosing a home care agency?
When someone's looking for a home care agency, I think that you need to make sure that that program is accredited either through JACO or through CHAP so that you know that there's kind of a watchdog for them. I would encourage people to go to Medicare.gov and look at outcomes, especially the rehospitalization rates. I think that you really want to look at a program who has low rehospitalization rates because that's a testament to the fact that what they're doing is working and keeping those patients at home. If you are looking for someone who has a chronic condition or a condition that is only going to get worse, it would be nice and for continuity to hook up with a home care program that also has a hospice program with it so that there's a smooth transition for when that patient becomes more appropriate and eligible for hospice care.
as a patient, what do I have to do to get on this cardiac program?
Really, there's several different ways you can do that. You can self-refer, or if you have a family member, you could call our office, talk with our intake staff, explain the situation. We would take as much information as we could from you or from the family member, and then we would call that patient's primary care physician and let them know that we had received a phone call and that they were inquiring about our cardiac program, and work with the doctor and get orders from the doctor to admit to our cardiac program. Or a lot of people will really defer to their physician office to call us to set up that cardiac program.
So Stephanie, if I had a family member that, or myself, was going to go in and have some type of cardiac surgery done, could you put something into place so that when I went home, I had already have these services available?
Absolutely. We actually like to work with referrals in advance. That's where patients or families contact us in advance of having a procedure or a surgery done. And we actually set up that home care in advance. So that's one less stressor that the patient or the family has to deal with when they're going to be discharged quickly, usually, from the hospitals. And they know that that's in place. And we'll follow up with the discharge planners and the people at the hospital that need to know that we already have home care in place for that patient when they come home. So we absolutely can do that in advance.
Stephanie, it sounds like a great program. Could you tell me a little bit more about what special training your staff get who work in the program?
Sure. All of our staff, we rolled this out back in October. And what our staff has done is gone through extensive training modules that were developed from our corporate offices. And our corporate offices worked with primary care physicians, with cardiologists, to talk about what is it that their patients really need most at home in terms of monitoring and things of that nature to keep them out of the ER. And then we researched a little bit on how we could provide those things and came up with these training modules. And, you know, a lot of our nurses were well-versed in cardiac care, but for like our physical therapist and our occupational therapist, who are normally seeing orthopedic diagnoses, it was really a good training program for them to recognize the signs and the symptoms of cardiac disease. And when a symptom's getting out of control, looking at things like leg swelling and things like that when they're doing their therapy. And even right with our home health aides, you know, when they're in there giving a bath, looking at things like, you know, checking their respirations while they're doing the bath, and again, looking for swelling and having triggers and knowing when they need to call the nurse for intervention rather than just charting that Mrs. Smith had swollen legs and leave. That we know that that's a trigger that we need to get some intervention in there.
Does insurance pay for these services?
Sure. Insurance pays for home care. Medicare pays for home care 100%. Blue Cross and most other insurances pay for home care anywhere from 100% to sometimes there's an 80% and 20% copay. Most insurances, it's 100%. If you ever had any questions, you could call our office and we could actually verify benefits in advance so that people would know in advance what's covered.
How can people get in touch with you?
People can give our office a call at 734-677-8140. And we'd be able to help them, even if it's just general questions that they have.
Thanks so much for joining us again today, Stephanie. As always, you've shared some really good information.
Well, thanks. I enjoyed being here.